Loud and clear. 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 The clock has started.
The clock has started.
Five, five, four, four, three, three, two, two, one, one.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Now tuned in to this week's episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome back to this week's Smallcast podcast. This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. I'm your host, Just Nate.
And with us on the phone today, we've got Dennis Cato, the CEO. Dennis, welcome.
Yeah, hey, Nate. Thanks a lot. I'm glad to be here today.
Well, sweet, Dennis. Episode number 7 here today, and I'm excited. We've got a local small business here out of Southern Colorado, Pueblo to be more specific. We've got Mr. Ralph Schroyer with us today. He's the president and CEO and owner of Silverback Consulting, LLC, and CyberPrivacy.today. So welcome, Ralph.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So, Ralph, so you own two companies, huh?
Yes, actually, my wife owns it, but we don't talk about that right now.
Hey, what, you know, it's a small business life. We got to do what we got to do, right?
That's right. That's right.
Excellent. So, Ralph, I'm on your guys' websites here. So, walk me through your oldest company that's been in business for quite a while. You were telling me, Silverback Consulting. Tell me about it.
Yeah, Silverback Consulting is a MSSP, Managed Security Service Provider. We do services here in Southern Colorado, mainly in Pueblo. We have customers in Colorado Springs and south of Pueblo, and we provide services for dentists and doctors and car dealers and you name it, a typical managed service provider. And we have dedicated ourselves to invest in cybersecurity and cyber privacy, and that's what we proudly call and consider ourselves as an MSSP, which is a managed security service provider, which basically means we are handling small businesses. We're handling their network, we're handling their wireless network. We help them with PCI compliance and HIPAA compliance and patch the networks, make sure we have intrusion detection, intrusion prevention, and all the good stuff. So it's a very exciting and never boring day for us.
Well, yeah. As a managed service provider, I'm assuming you guys are up 24/7. You guys have call lines or something like that, or?
Yes, we do. We're lucky. We're in a smaller community here, and we have regular businesses. We don't deal with government yet. We don't have military yet. So typically, companies go home at on Friday, and we do have customers who work at night, but it's the exception, not the rule.
So how many nodes do you guys have in the region then?
We have approximately 1,500.
Wow. So that's a lot. How big is the team that helps manage all that?
So we have 5 people in Colorado. We have a small office in Utah, and then we have presence in Hawaii.
Okay. And if I'm not mistaken, Ralph, did you say you started the company in Hawaii?
No, I that was cyber privacy. We started our, well, let me go back to how I started it here. Well, obviously I'm not from the United States. I came here in 1998, and I was doing computers in Germany, and I wanted to run away from that. And I bought a cattle ranch, and I became a real cowboy. I still have the saddle and the chaps, and it worked out great. But long story short, after 5 years, I wasn't able to buy a $2 million ranch. So I leased it, and once we identified that, once the owner identified that there's a way to make money to have a guest ranch, he basically didn't renew the lease. And so I had to go back what I tried to run away, which is IT. Well, I'm pretty dang good in IT, so now I'm trying to make as much money that I can buy me a $2 million ranch.
Well, once you get that ranch, I want to come out and see it, because I was born and raised on a farm and a ranch, so I love it.
Actually, I was thinking I wanted to go visit his sites out in Hawaii with him.
Well, let's make a road trip. Okay, so 1998, you came from Germany. Whereabouts in Germany?
So I was born in Baden-Baden, Black Forest, but I was pretty much raised and grew up in Munich. And if you haven't been there, it's a beautiful place to go and visit.
I have not, that's right. That's the Ralph Castle is over there, right? Or something like that? That's where you were raised in the castle?
Ralph Castle. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, okay. So 98, you came over here. You tried to do the cowboy thing. I'm assuming one of these days when I come back to see your office, when everything gets back to normal after this COVID-19 thing's over, I'll be able to see that saddle sitting in your office, right?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I didn't bring it over yet, but it will be in my office.
Nice. Okay. So you kind of started that, just a little bit after... What, around year 2000 or something like that, you started the Silverback Consulting then?
Yes. Yeah. So we just had a small, on Highway 50, we just rented, we got lucky, we rented a little Galleria West shopping mall, a storefront, and we started building our own computers, and we had an FCC number, and we grew really fast, and the local community was extremely helpful, and it still is, and we then realized that we couldn't compete with Best Buy and Circuit City and, you know, those companies. And so we kind of shifted into managed services, which was probably the best thing I've ever done. Being proactive in the IT world is so much better than being reactive.
Amen. I know just with this COVID thing, I'm constantly on the phone with family and friends around the nation, just trying to play IT guy for all their local stuff, which doesn't make it any better. When I'm trying to manage all my own stuff remotely with three kids and a wife and everybody working from home right now, trying to keep everything up and running is not the easiest thing right now.
That's for sure. Yes, sir.
Okay, so... Silverback, that you kind of walked us through what your MSSP is or your managed service company. Talk to us about the cyberprivacy.today company then.
Yeah, so I branched out into Utah. We started that office over there, and then I branched out into Hawaii. And it is really tough to grow a business in Hawaii, which I had to learn the hard way. But what I learned at that time is that there were a lot of, and still are, a lot of extremely expensive smart homes with an incredible feature-rich design, and all these people want all their IoT devices. And I quickly realized at the time that they're all in the flat network. And with the growing number of IoT devices, in my opinion, there's a growing number of digital footprint and a growing number of problems. So we basically designed what we call the Cyber Command Panel, which is cybersecurity and cyber privacy and compliance in the box. My own personal online profile was breached over 8 times, Adobe in 2013, LinkedIn in 2016, FitnessPal, and as just in 2019, verifications.io got breached, and some of my information is now, like so many others, on the dark web and possibly is being sold and being exploited. And I realized I want to create something for end users, because once I realized that the smart homes and honest today, every home is connected to high-speed internet. And now what do hackers call a network with always-on high-speed internet access, a consumer-grade firewall, multiple users with a mix and match of devices, mostly unpatched, And users who want convenience at all costs, they call that a smart home. So in my opinion, smart homes are the new low-hanging fruit. You know, you want internet all the time, you want wireless all the time. Well, hackers love that. So we created this cyber privacy approach, which is cybersecurity, cyber privacy, and compliance in the box.
So when you say compliance in a box, what does that mean exactly?
So we took what we learned from our business, PCI and HIPAA compliance, and we took a next generation firewall, a managed switch, managed access points, network ad blocker, cloud controller. We used all these features we use in the business world and put it in a 48 Legrand box, which is basically just like your breaker box you have in your garage, and we position the modem in there, we position the next generation firewall, the switch, and all the cabling, and guess what? You have a lock to lock that cyber command panel, so your kids don't wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and circumvent your firewall and your content filtering.
So you're talking an actual box, almost like a firewall panel box that we stick inside our house somewhere that everything's going to flow through to ensure that we're cyber compliant. I'm just trying to put it in simple terms so that people understand kind of what we're talking about.
Correct. And it was really born out of the fact that most homes, whether they're $1 million homes or, well, maybe not the $1 million homes, but the below $1 million homes, they have a little bit of a mess. You know, there's maybe a router hanging on the Ethernet cable, and there's no UPS connected to it, and the switch looks so terrible. So the idea was to make a pretty much cookie cutter and nicely designed, and it fits between the 2x2s, and you just slap it into it and plug in your Ethernet and your Comcast or Spectrum or Cox router, and off you go. We handle everything through the cloud. The configuration is pre-configured, the backups are pre-configured, and I think I want to talk about that briefly. The most important thing is we have four distinguished or different zones for in your network. So your home network is now no longer a flat network, which is extremely important. If you are a doctor, just now you go home and you're on the same flat network, then your kids and your smartphone and your smart fridge, you probably are not HIPAA compliant. With our solution, you have instant compliance because we completely zone you off in the PII zone, the kids are in the kids zone, and all the IoT devices are in the IoT zone. And then, of course, you have the guest zone. Last but not least, even the FBI is now recommending to put your IoT devices on a different zone. So they basically said, well, put it on the guest network, maybe not the best idea, or buy a second router. Also, maybe not the best idea. Here comes the cyber command panel, pre-packaged, pre-zoned, pre-segmented, all in one beautiful package.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And for those of the people that don't know out there that might not be as techie as probably those of us on the phone, IoT, Internet of Things. So for those of you guys that don't know, that could be anything, right? It could be your Nest thermostat on the wall. It could be your Amazon Alexa, your Google voice that you have sitting there. So it could be anything that's connected to internet.
Your garage door opener, your solar panel management, you know, and you know, it's actually almost bizarre what they offer now with internet connected devices, an AI toothbrush, or maybe an Alexa enabled music playing smart toilet. I mean, whatever you want is out there.
A Zumba.
Right. So if your smart toilet is breached, your account is breached, and you happen to be on the same flat network and you happen to use the same password, it's going to be an interesting morning if they figure that one out.
So I'm assuming there's an initial setup and delivery of the box. And then after that I'm assuming it's going to be a subscription-based thing. You said monitoring, etc.
Correct. So our approach is based on the fact if you buy a firewall today and you install it and you set it up and then you forget it, it's really not a good protection mechanism or layered anymore. Because if you don't upgrade the firmware, if you don't monitor your devices, and truthfully, if you don't know what's on your network, you already lost the battle, because your neighbor might have somehow, somebody gave them the wireless password at a garden party and you never changed it. And now that device is on your network. And if you don't know about that, that could potentially be a big problem for your security.
Okay. So Ralph, I had a chance to actually see your product. And by the way, guys, it looks phenomenal. I love the box. So whoever you got producing or building the boxes, they're doing a good job themselves just by itself.
Thank you.
So inside that box, tell me, let's get a little technical here. I know not all of our listeners are going to be real techies, but some are. So walk me through each device. So I've got last time I actually visited Ralph in his new location, he's actually set up an office now in Water Tower Place. I think you guys are pretty much fully moved in now. Is that correct, Ralph?
Yes, but we're fully moved out right now, thanks to COVID.
Okay, well, your desk is still sitting there. You probably have a set of chaps sitting next to your desk.
That's right.
But you had a chance to walk me through it, and I was blown away with this thing. I mean, it looked like you had.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at the pictures here. That's pretty snazzy. Yeah.
Where are you looking at that picture? What's that website address?
Cyberprivacy.today, or if you want, cybercommandpanel.com. Either way will get you to the website. So cyberprivacy.today or cybercommandpanel.com.
Yeah, and I'm actually seeing it at cyberprivacy.today/services, and it's towards the bottom of the page there where the pictures are.
Correct.
Cool. So,
and you have two different pictures there. You got like a large one and a small one. What's the difference?
So basically, it's just the amount of nodes we might have to service. So if you have a large house, you might have 50 plus devices. If you have a smaller one, 20, it is just a smaller footprint. So basically, and this is all based on 20 plus years of what customers have told me, whether dad's called me and said my kids purchased $600 on the Xbox, and mom's called me, my kids are looking at porn and they're resetting the firewall and all of that. So we basically used all that information and said, well, let's put it in a box which is clean, which has a lock and has all the devices in there. And you know, again, this is all based out of what is necessary in HIPAA compliance and PCI compliance. Nobody really thinks about that we should approach smart homes exactly the same way. But that's where we come in. We are the first smart home managed service provider. We provide the box and the services. So coming down from top to bottom, so you have your cable modem, Spectrum cards, it doesn't matter, Comcast, and then...
Let me stop you right there real quick. So I've got I have DSL at my place, CenturyLink. Can you guys install a CenturyLink modem?
Yes, we can. Absolutely. I'm sorry.
No problem.
You give me Ethernet, I can hook you up. Absolutely.
Okay, continue on. Sorry for interrupting.
Yes. No. And that's a great question. It starts with a next generation firewall, which has services, GUIP filtering, content filtering, HTTPS protocol, inspection, SSL, VPN capabilities. I mean, it's a full-blown $1,200 next-gen firewall. This is not a $200 consumer router. This is a real deal. That then is connected to a managed switch, and managed switches, we have port security, which means you cannot unplug from port one and plug your own device into port one, and all of a sudden you have internet. It's a fully managed, fully controlled switch with a cloud controller, where we can see rogue device detection, where we can see intrusion detection. We have intrusion prevention, and we have network ad blocker, so all of our four zones are protected and filter hundreds, thousands of ads. So your browsing experience on an iPad or a tablet or PC or Mac will significantly improve. And, you know, content filtering and GeoIP filtering, you would not believe if I show you a screen of my firewall, how many people try to knock on my door and try to scan my firewall any time of the day. It is unbelievable.
That's scary.
One other thing which I think I should mention is on the bottom of the box is a search protector with an on and off switch, because lots of times people say when their technician says, can you please reboot the router? What's the router? You know, where's the power button? Where's the switch? How do I do that? So we thought about that and we put a little search protector in the bottom with an on and off switch. And if you ever really have, you know, issues with networks or internet, all you have to do is press one button, wait 10 seconds, press that button again, and nine out of 10 times that resolves your problem.
I've got an idea for you there, Ralph. I used to, when I was working as a design engineer, I used to, in our rack systems, because all of our systems were remote, I would actually install a remotely controlled power supply.
We have that too, but those things are $300-$400.
Yeah.
And we're at a price point where people are already a little bit nervous, but yes, we have that too. But thank you for that. Thank you for that. It's very thoughtful.
I was actually going to ask about that. So I know you probably don't want to talk that because it's going to be by case, I'm assuming, right? You're going to go into the house, do an assessment, tell them what they need. And then, you know, is it relatively inexpensive, or do you want to say it's moderate cost? I mean, obviously it depends on how safety and security you want to be, right? And then what kind of services do you want if I have an office where I do professional work, et cetera, right?
Yes. So if you are a doctor, or if you have to be your business has to be compliant PCI or HIPAA, you already know about cost involved in cybersecurity. So it shouldn't be a shocker, but you know, if you just think about it, $1,200 firewall, $400 switch, three wireless access points at $150, $170 a piece. So the hardware installed is about $5,000. That includes a 3-year warranty on the next generation firewall and a 1-year guarantee on the switches and the other devices. We then have two different service agreements, either $49 a month, which gives you a full blown ticketing system. So you can submit tickets, you talk to American technicians. It's like having your IT department in your own home, which is really a powerful thing to do. And then we have a $99 subscription, which basically allows you to have security as a service. So we have a refresh cycle. Every 3 years, we just ship you new pre-configured devices and install it for you. And there's no extra cost. So you have the initial cost, and then you can pick between $49 or $99 a month.
That's not actually that bad. Looking at all that gear that you guys have in there. Now, how big is a switch, though? Like for my house, for example, Ralph, I'm a tech guru, so I would probably need a 64-port switch to start off with.
64 ports?
Well, right now, I can tell you right now, I probably have 30 some wired connections right now, and I know I have over 57 wireless connections right now in my house.
He's a walking cyber hazard. Bro.
No. Everything's secure there, Dennis. Don't tell people that.
Let me scan your network.
actually, it would have been better if you said, well, I've already scanned your networks and you do need 64 ports. And you need the highest grade that we have available for services.
Exactly.
So forgive me, guys, but I am, I've always believed in go big or go home. So when I put something in my house, I don't spec it for what I currently have. I spec it for the future. So.
And that's a great point, just Nate. It's just money.
tell the wife that.
we can put a 48 port, 24 port, or 16 or 8 port switch in there. You know, we have noticed that the majority now is wireless. I mean, if you really think about it, any future IoT device is most likely wireless. And if you take maybe you hook up your 3 or 5 smart TVs on wired, and you have your your garage door open. Not typically wireless. I mean, honestly, the modern devices are mostly wireless, and that's why we come in with business grade wireless access points, which handle the load.
Okay.
We can put a 48 port switch in there. That's not a problem.
Well, plus, if you got Nate, you get the standard setup, and you go with the higher subscription cost, they'll be able to build that out anyways, right? I mean, you have to talk to them once in a while, but you can get that built out anyhow.
Well, and that brings up, so you mentioned, Ralph, that you get 3 wireless access points with it. So how big of a space, how big, is that going to cover a 5,000 square foot house, or is that just like a cover a 2,000 square foot house? What do you guys recommend?
Definitely 5,000 should be covered. And the cost for an access point, an additional access point, is not that much. Like I said, $179 or up to $350, depending on what brand we go. So it's kind of tough to say, because it really depends on how the home is built. But here's another, we're talking to builders, we're talking to developers right now, and our goal is to put it in when the home is built.
Yeah.
So we have the blueprint, we understand where the walls will be and different stories. But wouldn't it be great if you buy your home and you just decide on your counter, do you want marble or do you want granite, and your toilet seats and your dishwasher, and you have also a fully hooked up, segmented cybersecurity and cyber privacy solution in place, which is managed unlike your garage door and under warranty, unlike your washer and your dryer and your dishwasher. I mean, a lot of people just put that in a mortgage in a bundle, but after a year, everything is, you're on your own. We give you a 3-year, 6-year, or even 9-year refresh cycle. We want to be your partner. We want to be your managed service provider for your smart home. And it is absolutely critical to understand. Do not just buy a router and set it up and forget about it. You need to know who is on your network. You need to know what websites you're going to. You need to know whether you have an intrusion attempt. It is so important that you have a security and a privacy approach. You know, maybe you've heard a zero trust approach. You don't want to trust anybody anymore. You don't want to. I think that convenience kills privacy. All the IoT devices, social media, the phones, you know, if you think about how do we protect ourselves, antivirus, anti-malware, patching is just not enough anymore. An IP obfuscation through VPN only gets you so much. The browser is the pitfall. You know, the browser, you know, stores the cookies, the websites run the scripts, and browser fingerprinting is tracking you. Network segmentation is just an additional must-have security layer. Network ad block and browser ad block is just another feature we will provide you with if you are our customer. And we will always update you and help you adjust to the important changes. This is never a stale environment. It changes daily, weekly, monthly. It will never stop changing.
Well, so let me pause here for a second, because I'm going to shout out to any and all builders that are out there, guys. You guys need to contact Ralph, go out to his website, contact him, because I'm telling you right now, as a techie myself, and I'm an older techie, I'm in my 40s, but if I was even my age or younger and buying a new house, I might pick my house based on whether or not your product is in there or not, just because that's one of the number one things I was looking for when I bought my next house, and the house I'm currently living in, was I wanted a house that was wired. I did not want a house that had no capabilities and I had to start from scratch. So to me, that's a huge selling point. So I'm sure you're already talking with builders, but
I got another question too about what if you live in an apartment or a condo you're renting? Is it hard to, can you install it in there too? Is it a lot of wiring you have to do, or is that relatively easy as well?
So typically, from what we've seen on the apartments, we use the smaller box, the 24 inches, the grub box, and with 1 or 2 wireless access points, you just have to have a couple of runs. And it is really easy to deploy because you literally don't have to do anything. Everything is pre-configured. The zones are set up, the wireless security password set up, and we can change that on your demand. We can change that for you. You can submit a ticket or call us if it needs to be done right away, and we can remote into your network and change your wireless access points if you think you're compromised. We can kick everybody off if you want to.
That's so apartments, condos, houses, and you talk small businesses. I mean, that's kind of the focus of this podcast and our smalls. Small businesses, you'll come in and do the same thing for their offices, correct? I mean, I'm being simplistic because I know the answer is yes, but I'm just trying to get you to talk about it.
Definitely. It is a perfect solution for businesses because we do this all day long on our business side. You know, the cyber command panel was designed for smart homes, but the technology and the approach is exactly what we do in businesses.
Right. So it sounds like you've got a solution that fits everybody's needs. We just need to get the word out about you and your company and your products, because I am sold too. I sent myself a note while we're sitting here saying I need to talk to Mama about this evening and say, hey, we need to get hooked up. Well, when I go on my Wi-Fi there in my office at home, I can see, you know, the whole neighborhood's Wi-Fi setups and everybody's got secure. But I always wonder, you know, I'm sure it would take me a few seconds to hack into everybody. And there's several that are open. And I'm just like, man, that's crazy.
Well, and I want to be honest. Do you really know how many devices are on your network right now? And you for sure tell me, well, I've got 35 devices or 12 devices, and I know every single device.
No,
I know what it is.
No, not continuously. I mean, I scan it once in a while. I've got I have two services on my computer, and I scan it every once in a while. But you don't know moment to moment necessarily. Yes. You know, you see it when you're looking, when you pull it up and look at it. But then I don't know, like right now, I don't know if somebody's on my phone or on my computer right now.
I can tell you right now, I've kicked all my kids off, Ralph, and I just pulled mine up. I'm sitting with, I've got 41 connections right now on my system, so.
41?
41. Now, but that includes everything. That includes Wi-Fi, wired connections, I think four or five different switches, you know, IoT, lots of different things.
That's fantastic. You're the perfect customer for me.
Yeah, I was gonna say you need to go see him, Ralph.
You do, man. I just want to play. I want to be a beta, Ralph. Tonight. I want to be a beta tester for you. Come on, man. Let's go.
Can we talk after the?
Well, it sounds like you're not a beta tester. It sounds like he already has the product. The beta test doesn't need to get done. So we need to get the word out about his product. So, Ralph, tell us again what the website is and how we get a hold of you.
So, cybercommandpanel.com or cyberprivacy.com. And you can also subscribe on our Facebook. We always update news and privacy breaches. And you know, for example, there's an interesting article about a guy. He got a call from Google. And they told him, hey, look, we're going to give your information about your fitness tracker and your phone to the police department. And he said, why? Well, we can't tell you that, but you have 7 days to contest that. Well, the guy had to hire a lawyer. What had happened is he rides his bicycle in his neighborhood, and for whatever reason, bad timing, he drove by a house where there was a burglary, and so he became a person of interest. No big deal, you say, right? I mean, okay, I'm innocent. I was just riding my bicycle. What if something is going on? What if you don't want to give that information away? What if you didn't do anything? Now you have to protect yourself for, and I'm not saying law enforcement is wrong. I'm just saying a breach of privacy is hurtful. And bottom line, I think there is no good or bad data. Right? Whatever we give away in social media and with our IoT devices, there is no good or bad data. It is what companies like Cambridge Analytica do with your data. I mean, that needs to be understood. People need to be careful.
Well, a breach is a breach, right? It doesn't matter who breaches it. your data is going to be gone if it's the wrong person that breaches it. And
absolutely.
You know, like you said, you might want to even... you can even have breaches within your own networks, right? I mean, I myself, yeah. I work out of my home office, so I've got my entire work walled off separate from the other networks just to prevent my kids from accidentally getting on something that they shouldn't or whatever. So, you know, it just makes good sense.
But you are an advanced IT user. You know what you're doing. We are trying to help people. You know, what if you're a doctor? What if you're a dentist? Do you really want to play around with your IT setup? And do you want to spend time on it? No, you don't. That's the customer we'd like to service. That's the customer we like to provide our services with, you know, and we educate. Again, it's not just a piece of hardware. We monitor, we update, and we help the customer to keep up on privacy concerns and reduce the digital footprint.
Okay, so you mentioned Facebook. I don't remember you telling us how to get a hold of you on Facebook.
Oh, it's just facebook.com/cyberprivacytoday. But
and he can also find you on silverbackconsulting.us.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah. So I just hopped on Facebook here real quick, and cyberprivacy.today. It'll bring it up right now. You've got a whole bunch of people looking at it right now. So for everybody out there, I can't say enough great things about your guys' product so far. I mean, everything I've seen is amazing.
Thank you so much, Nate. Thank you so much, Dan.
So before we actually hit record on this episode, you're going to tell us a story about your son, because I mentioned that I'd like you to get this out to all your friends out in Germany. I don't speak any German other than Speckenschiedeutz, and that was my grandfather telling me, and I wish now I would have asked him to teach me German, because that's where half my family's from, but I didn't. So tell us the story.
Well, I think Moser, you're probably coming from southern Germany. It sounds like Bavarian, you know, so I think Moser is a good old German name. So I can teach you some German words if you want me to. But, you know, because of going back to the Nazis in the Second World War, Germans are very sensitive with their data. They don't like to be encroached upon. They don't like to be monitored. Here in the United States, it's just like, yeah, sure, you can find out how much I paid for my house and what my income is. That's very hard information to obtain in Germany. So Germans or Europeans are very much more protective of their personal data because of what previous governments did to them, you know, because of how they abused the information. And I wish there would be a little bit of an understanding. And there is in bigger cities, people are getting nervous and they disconnect Facebook after or social media. I don't want to. So they jump off the social media bandwagon, or they completely lie on their profile, who they are and what they do, just to have, a social media account and to be part of it. But why do you have to give your birth date away? Why do you have to tell everything they can sell and make money on you? Yeah. So my son is a programmer in Germany, and we're only in year two, but we're trying to reach out into the European market, and we have some very promising connections.
Well, I like this connection because I am gonna. Germany is on my list to go. So now I know who can come with me or can introduce me to your son, give me a nice tour, and I'd love it.
Definitely.
So, Dennis, any other questions for Ralph while we have him on the phone?
No, not right now. But like I said, Ralph, thank you so much. This was very enlightening. And as I mentioned, I already sent a note to my wife and to myself for later to take some action on this. And just to really appreciate your time and speaking with us. And we need to get the word out about your company. So hopefully we can help you do that through this podcast. And also, if you'd like, you know, we can send some stuff out on our website as well. So please let us know how we can help you with that.
Yeah, and I just if you look at if you go to cyberprivacy.today and you click on smart home supervillains, you will see a typical family with, you know, which might make you smile. You know, we have Cindy Clueless, who is gadget hungry. She had to have the IoT pressure cooker. Oh, Susie Social. She's known on 35 media sites. You know, so I believe that we approach it into a relatable relatable scenario just because IT, cybersecurity, cyber privacy is hard to achieve, and it's people don't really want to embrace in that, and that's where we step up, and that's where we can help you.
Well, Ralph, this has been great. I've learned more than I knew just an hour ago, and I've actually seen your product. So once again, everybody that's listening out there, seriously, this product is about to take off, especially if you can get in with some of these builders out there. The builders, it would make perfect sense for the builders to be putting this in their systems right now, because this, I'm telling you, it's going to be a huge seller for homes. Plus, you know, like you said, you kind of start at the $5,000 range. Well, that price is included in your home when you buy a brand new home. So think of it as just a way to protect yourself and your family. And Ralph, I appreciate you coming online with us, and we will be in touch. Maybe I will have you come out, and I'll buy you a beer, and you can look at my network, scan it, and see what you think.
We'd love to do that.
With that being said, guys, last time, it's cyberprivacy.today and silverbackconsulting.us. And with that, I want to wish everybody a safe weekend, and stay safe. Stay indoors for right now. If you do go out, make sure you're out with your immediate family, and just stay away from others right now. And hopefully soon we can get back to any sign of normalcy. So with that, thanks everybody, and we'll see you next week.
We've reached the end of another episode of the Smalls Podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you soon at the next episode.